Hey, Beach Baby. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, getting in the mood for this big week with the Blue Angels Red, White, and Blues air show coming to Pensacola Beach. You know I had to bring my beach friends in this morning to talk about it. And with us this morning from the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce, President and CEO Jessica Simpson is here. Her guest, one of the vendors at the Beach Air Show Market, Josh Jenkins, is here with Prim and Proper. And we have a couple of younger guests, I believe. Do you want to introduce the younger guests?
Sure thing. Thanks Millie. For having us. We have Millie Simpson here. And we also have Sam Simpson.
Sam, you want to say hey?
Hi.
There he is. How about you, Millie?
Hello.
Okay, well, that's the thing. The reason I introduced them is because this event is truly one of the best family events and one of the best events on the beach year-round, wouldn't you say?
It is. We love it. I was wondering where you were going with that opening song.
Beach Baby.
We made it.
I dated myself.
Yeah, it took us a second.
I was like, what are we doing here?
I dated myself. I know. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I'll do Taylor Swift next time. Okay. All right, well, enough kidding around. Let's talk about all the exciting things that are happening. It's here. It's Blue
here.
Angels Week.
It's Blues Week.
Yes.
It's the best week of the year on Pensacola Beach. It's one of the coolest things that you'll see, in my opinion, across the country. And we are lucky enough to have that flight demonstration team here as our hometown heroes. And we always look forward to this week. And I feel like it starts earlier and earlier.
Yes, it does. But it was kind of nice to have that break this year between the 4th.
It was, actually. Yeah, I took a little getaway. That was nice.
It surprised us, yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of nice to have a little break.
Yeah, you know, when you do all the ordering and stuff ahead of time, I know you know that well. I'm like, man, this is next week. And then I was like, wait, I have 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Let the procrastinating begin. No, I'm kidding.
There you go.
I'm kidding.
There you go. Well, for someone maybe that's listening, maybe somebody's driving down today.
Yes.
And they hear Blue Angel Show. What is that now? What is that? Because there really are people that may not know exactly what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
Talk a little bit about what's happening and the chamber's role in all of that.
Yep. So obviously the Blue Angels Air Shows this week starts on Wednesday when they do what they call Circles and Arrivals. We call Breakfast with the Blues and goes all the way to Saturday. But more specifically, with the Pensacola Beach Chamber, we have two roles in the air show. The first thing we do is run what we lovingly call the Blues Beachside Bazaar, or the Air Show Market, for those that can't figure out the difficult name that we gave it, that we love.
I like that name.
We like to give some of our chamber members and local small businesses an opportunity to sell merchandise, food, drinks, all of those things, give away goodies. We have some great vendors that are just giving away freebies, sunscreen, sunglasses, things like that. And that happens during the dress rehearsal and the show on Saturday.
Okay.
So the dress rehearsal is Friday, the show on Saturday from 7:30 a.m. is when they'll be up and ready to sell until 4 p.m., sort of after the show has ended, when people are making their way or waiting for traffic to clear.
Mm-hmm. No, that's great, because if it's that early, once you get settled in, you can do a little shopping.
That's right. Sometimes, obviously, you get out there pretty darn early, especially Saturday. So you got some stuff to do and some places to browse while you're waiting for the civilian show to start. I think Robbie could correct me, but 10:30-ish.
I think it's 10:30-ish is what I heard. Yes. I understand it's going to be a little bit longer this year than it was in the past.
Excellent.
So that's nice. Yes.
More time for everyone. So we have a great little market of vendors that I can certainly tell you. We are thankful for our sponsor of the vendor market, which is Pensacola Blue Wahoos. So they've been out there the last 3 years.
Yeah, we
started
got
when you were there.
Yep, we got them on there 3 years ago. Jonathan Griffin.
He will be there Saturday, I'm told.
And he's the guy at Blue Wahoos, but he's so funny because he said, turned to me that year and said, why have we not done this before? Because it's a front row seat.
It is.
It's a front row seat to the Blues show. So.
And they get to bring out Kazoo and...
They sell
he
beer.
Makes a big
they still selling beer?
Oh, yeah. And they'll sell beer.
So that's
and
nice.
Some merchandise. So, yep, they'll be there with us. They sponsor it for the 3rd year in a row. We're thankful for them. And then I brought Josh in here because Prim and Proper is one of our vendors as well. And we've got a couple more, which I can go down the list. Domino's Pizza will be there. They were there last year. Shotgun Barbecue will be there. Shotgun selling breakfast each day, which
perfect.
Is kind of a hot commodity. Doesn't happen on the island in many places. So our friend at Plastic Engraving will be there. Caesar's Concessions has been there a number of years. They're coming back. They know what they're doing. Pensacola Energy was there and gave a lot of goodies last year.
Oh, cool.
Sunglasses, I think, and sunscreen. And then Gulf Coast Getaways will be there with some goodies. Also, GeoWiz, which is a fun Pensacola Beach app that we have. Emerald Coast IV and Hydration, which I may have visited way too many times last year.
Perfect.
T-Mobile will be there. And then also Waves and Welds has permanent jewelry, and she's got some fun jet charms and things like that. So a little bit of everything. Giveaways, some sales, retail jewelry, and then food and drinks.
Excellent. Well, this sounds great. If you're just joined us, this is Pep Talk. We're talking to Jessica Simpson and Josh with Prim and Proper and with the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce, all about the Blue Angels Air Show. So if you have a question, just text it on in at 850-437-1620. So Josh, tell us a little bit about Prim and Proper.
Prim and Proper, well, we're a
so it's local? Not an etiquette store.
No.
Oh, look.
Yes.
Some people have worse descriptions than me.
Thank you. So I just want to clarify.
That's so Prim good. And Proper. We're Prim and Proper. Yeah.
In
Gulf Breeze.
In the okay, gotcha.
So we're in Gulf Breeze.
Oh, yeah,
we're
get
a
it.
Retail
okay.
store.
A little slow in the uptake over here. I
it
got
takes,
it.
You know, we try not to be too smart, but we outsmarted ourselves with that name a little bit.
I love it. I love it.
It's stuck with us now, so
it's
we
a great
like it.
Place.
So we started as a gift store that was going to do some engraving, and as time grew, we have become more of an engraving and promotional product store, and now we're officially licensed to carry Blue Angels and U.S. Navy merchandise.
So
we
oh,
actually
so
create
cool.
that in Gulf Breeze and engrave it in Gulf Breeze, and you can have we have a retail store that you can come pick it up in Gulf Breeze. So.
Oh, how awesome. Now, I saw on Facebook a little tour, which was great. I didn't realize you were carrying all the different things. I mean, everything you could think of Blue Angels related.
That's right.
It's quite the collection.
Yeah, we're trying to really have a lot of inventory now that it's quite unique as well. So
what are your hours there? When are you open, and what are they going to change during this week? Or
This week we're not going to be open on Friday because we're going to be out at the air show. We're normally open 10 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Okay, great. So you will be at the air show both days, Friday
yes,
and Saturday?
Yes, Friday and Saturday. We're very excited to be out there.
I didn't know you were closing Friday. Okay.
Yeah.
We got the whole team out there.
Whole team, yes.
That'll be awesome. That'll be great. So tell us a little bit about the chamber and everything that's going on now. I mean, obviously this week, but
yeah.
there's other things as well.
Sure. Actually, I talked about we have two roles in the air show. The other role that you know well is... we help with the San Jose Island Authority putting the air show together by overseeing sort of the hydration station. So a couple of years ago, there was a grant or something that paid for waters to be given out at the show. And so once that ended, kind of the chamber decided that we wanted to make sure that that kept going and help that be a part of an important piece that we could be a part of. So the Visitor Information Center out on the beach next to the traffic light is where we live. That's our building.
You can't miss it. It's up there on stilts. You've probably driven by it 100 times and you didn't even realize it was a visitor center.
That's right. That's right. That's what it is. Well, this weekend it will turn into the hydration station. So we've got 10,000 bottles of water that we'll give out, and those keep increasing each year because the crowd keeps increasing. But we have a great partnership with Brace and the Be Ready Alliance, and also Santa Rosa CERT volunteers.
They're great.
Don't ask me what CERT stands for. Certified Emergency Response Team.
Certified Emergency Response Team, I think. I think that was...
So they work the hydration station right there in front of the visitor center, and it helps capture... Actually, it helps capture people that are walking from wherever they parked across the street through the traffic light by the visitor center. They sort of get a bottle of water. They sort of push it on them because mm-hmm. rather have it than when you don't need it than not have it when you need it. That's the saying.
Mm-hmm.
And so we give out 10,000... bottles of water. Our friends at ProHealth are the sponsor of that. So they were there last year giving out ProHealth goodies and giving out free sunscreen that actually turned into they got aerosol bottles of sunscreen and then just started spraying people as they were walking by.
Smart.
So we were like, okay, this is like you walk by the visitor center and get the
hydrated.
Water and you get sprayed with sunscreen is great.
It's perfect.
I hope people appreciated it. It was really entertaining to watch.
I bet.
So we're probably doing that again. So mm-hmm. come get your sunscreen and your hydration. And more specifically, there are medical tents out there if you need it. But if you don't quite need that med tent yet, make your way to the hydration station they've got misters and cooling and chairs, and those guys know what they're doing, and we're glad to have them. So that's been a really important piece to be a part of for the chamber, to just give back to the community in that way for such an important event that we want to make sure everyone has a great time on our island.
And be safe and healthy and be okay. Because it is deceptive. You don't, you think, oh, how hot could it get, really? And then you hear these 110 degree heat index, but it is hot out there. When you're out there all day, and the unfortunate thing is that during a lot of the show, you're not allowed to swim.
That's what I was going to say. Yep.
If you want to talk about that, yeah.
Yeah, if you haven't been to the air show, when they get in within that box, the flight box, the lifeguards are going to pull everybody out of the water for safety purposes. So you might not know that the water is not wholly available while you're there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On the casino beach side.
That's correct. Yeah, yes.
On that side. Yes. So, you know, you just want to really be prepared. And it's typically a long day. If you don't know, you got to get out there early if you want to get a parking spot. And I'm not kidding when I say early.
Yeah, I think the time is like 3:45 a.m. on Saturday these days.
Yeah, it's definitely. So sometimes going earlier in the week, doing the breakfast and blues or going on Thursday sometimes is a good thing. We always joke Thursday's the locals day.
That's right.
However, I don't know anymore.
I don't either. Especially the 80th. The 80th anniversary of the Blues, I think. And on Pensacola Beach, we've seen record crowds leading up to even this week. This has always been our record week.
Yes.
And now it was like April has a record day, then May. Now we've had the biggest record in June, and now we're all looking at Blues like, oh, my goodness. So the best thing to do is to be prepared, and that's what the hydration station gives you and all the emergency medical personnel that are out there. The vendor market gives you the opportunity to use some of that time instead of laying there in the heat. So please, you can join or walk the vendor market, but also make your way to the visitor information center. You can come in. There's AC in there. There's a bathroom in there. There's free coffee and water as well.
Well, and where is the vendor market?
Oh, great. I'm so glad you asked.
I know where it is. But
So it is next to the Gulfside Pavilion, which is centrally located to the Casino Beach parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
It is technically, Josh, your guy, on the east side.
East side, right?
Oh, look, Meg got you on that one.
Oh,
east
sorry.
Side. I'm like landmarks. It's like between the Gulfside Pavilion and Crabs, if you don't
there
know
you
where
go.
Crabs is. It's on the east side of that pavilion. So they're neatly in a row. If you go to Bands on the Beach, the Gulfside
right
Market is in the same place. So shouldn't be hard to miss. We've put signs out already. You'll see the Chamber of Feather flags in the air to direct you. Worst case scenario, look for Kazoo with the Blue Wahoos inflatable, and you'll be at the beach, Blues Beachside Bazaar.
There you go. There you go. Well, it's a great event, and it's great to have that there because they have coffee. This year?
Yes, actually, I did miss a few. So,
oh, okay. Because
you know,
well,
you don't name them.
No.
You hear from
it's
people.
Just that I'm a coffee gal, and I love the breakfast idea.
Also, so glad you asked. We actually have. Oh, you would love this. Dippin' Dots was not here last year, but they came back this year.
They're so good.
Yes, Dippin' Dots will be there.
Yay.
And then we, as always, have the Kona Ice truck.
Very good.
And then to
so good.
Per your coffee request, Kona Ice has Traveling Tom's truck, so that will be out there for coffee as well.
Yep. And then usually ECUA has a hydration truck as well, I think.
Quench Buggy.
Quench Buggy. That's yes,
yep.
You're right.
They will
that'll
be
out there, too.
Yeah, there should be lots of offerings. And our hope with the chamber is that the bazaar or the air show market just sort of boosts the quality of the experience for everyone that's out there.
Well, and one of the things that people don't realize when you talk about a chamber of commerce, you know, you have a very small paid staff, what, three people that are paid?
Mm-hmm.
Two and a half.
Two and two halves, I think.
So all like of this is done by volunteers. So they have a wonderful group of volunteers, a board of directors. I think Charlene Powell is the chair this year.
That's right.
And then we have a whole great group. But I wanted to give a shout out to the ambassadors because our ambassadors are a lot of locals. A lot of them live on the beach, but they come out in big numbers to help with the Blue Angels Air Show.
They do, and that's a positive for us. For many reasons, but yes, the chamber also gets the opportunity to help with the VIP tent, which is out there at the event, and so we work that and
that's for the wives and family members of the pilots, right?
That's right. The team members, friends and family are in there, so we get the opportunity to make sure they have what they need. Thankful for Shaggy's, who came along last year to cater that experience for them. They'll be out there again. But it's funny you said the ambassadors. We love all of our ambassadors. The most helpful part of those that live on the island during Blues is we don't have to figure out where we're going to park them because we know that's difficult for everyone.
Right. They're there.
Sometimes we look for volunteers that, you know, can bike in or walk in or even ride the trolley in. So that's a great just a great piece of the ambassadors that we have, especially for this event. So we're thankful for them because we could not do it. There's a lot that goes on running the market and then helping with friends and family and also the hydration station.
Well, if you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert this morning is Jessica Simpson. She's the president and CEO of the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. And from Prim and Proper, who's going to be out at the Beachside Bazaar.
Yeah, get it right.
But Josh is here. Josh, tell me about some of the things you'll have available at the bazaar.
So we're going to bring a lot of our specifically Blue Angel and Gray products out there. So our tumblers. We'll have a lot of keychains.
T-shirts? Maybe,
not
no?
Our T-shirts are going to be in store only for
oh,
right
okay.
now.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay.
But we're gonna have plenty of products out there. Our hats are probably the next most important thing.
Everybody
has
to have a hat on the beach.
Hats yeah, that's go right. crazy for Blue Angel shows.
No, yep. definitely.
There
definitely wanted that.
An official T-shirt, air show T-shirt vendor called Airwear that's mm-hmm. got a couple of tents out there. So we like to play nice in the sandbox with everybody.
Gotcha. Okay.
So they will also be there.
Excellent.
Thanks, Josh.
Okay. If you have a question for Jessica or Josh about the Blue Angels Air Show, just text it on in at 850-437-1620. The Pensacola Beach Chamber plays a major role. We've got Santa Rosa Island Authority coming in next right after the news. I think Robbie Schrock's coming in, maybe AJ and maybe some others. I don't know who the gang is that's going to be here. But they are amazing and put this thing together. As soon as this thing is over, they have a debrief and they start planning next year.
That is correct.
So it's
and
a
listen,
big thing.
We're just glad that we get to be a part of it. What a fun community event. I know mm-hmm. that Josh has the same sentiment there that we get to have a small piece in. But we are thankful for Robbie and AJ and the folks at the Santa Rosa Island Authority because this is a heavy lift for them.
Oh, yeah. And Public Works
That's
on the
right.
island. Thank you to all those folks. They're amazing.
Yeah. Escambia County Emergency Management. I'm sure Robbie will go over all the partners. But mm-hmm. a lot of people don't realize who's out there. I mean, like FTLE is out there. Sometimes the CIA is out there.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
This is a big event. So.
Yeah. And we have the Pensacola Beach Lifeguards. I had AJ in last week.
Oh, really?
Alex was here talking about what to be safe during the show.
Yep.
And again, like you said, hydrate. Mm-hmm. Make sure if you're going to be out there all day, it's going to be hot.
It's going to be hot.
It's
long,
really hot
hours.
Yes.
So this is just one of the many things that the Pensacola Beach Chamber does throughout the year. So I did just want to take a second here, Jessica, to talk a little bit about how someone can become a member if they want to get involved in community events. You don't necessarily have to live on the beach or have a business on the beach to be a part of the Pensacola Beach Chamber, correct?
That's right. Kian Josh Jenkins with Prim and Proper and Golf Breeze.
That's right.
So, yes, we take members from all over. If you want to join us on the island, we would love to have you. You can go to our website, PensacolaBeachChamber.com, and look up what it takes to become a member. We have regular member events like any other chamber, business after hours, and monthly breakfasts. And we just like to have a whole lot of fun at the Pensacola Beach Chamber. And we are open and welcome to any and all that would like to join.
And one of the responsibilities that you have is managing the Pensacola Beach Visitor Center.
That's correct.
And what are the hours? It will be open during the show, correct?
It will be up. Yeah, regular hours, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then Sunday, 10 to 3.
Okay. Yep. So for you, Josh, what's it like being a member of this chamber?
I was going to say, I was trying not to jump in on her. But
I saw that look on your face.
She's good.
I would say for the last, we started our business, and for – I would say the first 2 years I sat around saying, I wonder how do I get connected to all these businesses on the beach? And never dawned on me. Took me a little while, but once
That's
we
okay.
got connected, now they come to us. And
yeah.
so as a member, it pretty much changed our business.
Oh,
so.
That's great to hear. Yeah. And that's what it should be. It's a great
that's
way
right.
to network and to network with each other, support each other. And you can jump in on something that makes sense. This event makes sense for you. Something else like the St. Patty's, pub crawl makes more sense for our Seamus.
That's right. That's right.
So Seamus Hunt. So mm-hmm. I'm just blank. McGuire's. Not McGuire's.
The Patty O'Leary's.
Patty O'Leary's. Oh, my gosh. Patty
Sorry, Seamus.
That's okay. But Crafts.
We love McGuire's and yes. Crafts and Flounders as
yeah,
well.
Yeah. Amy.
It's
a
community event.
Absolutely. 850-437-1620. If you've got a question for Prims from the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce and Prim and Proper. We just got a couple minutes left, so I wanted to hear from the kids.
Oh, Lord.
Okay? So Millie and Sam, could get real close to the mic there, Sam. Do you like the Blue Angels? What do you think of the Blue Angels? Is this something you look forward to?
Yeah.
What's your favorite yes. part? What's your favorite part?
I like when they do, like, they're, like, really, like, they go up all together and they all go, like, separate ways.
Uh-huh.
I feel like they just, like, or, like, when they go over the pier. I think that's really
yes.
cool when they get so close to the pier.
I was on the pier one time and it got really close. I thought, uh-oh, this is over. This is how I'm going
to
go out.
I thought last year was, like, a really close call to the pier. I liked that year the most.
Okay, yeah, there you go. How about you, Sam? Talk right into the mic there, buddy.
This doesn't happen every year, but my favorite part of the Blue Angels was when me and my sister and some of the other people that my mom know, we were always, like, not always, but we were there and at the homecoming show, and one of the, the narrator came up to us,
mm-hmm.
and we said the Blue Angels diamond and stuff.
Oh,
really cool.
The Blue Angels diamond.
Fun fact, those two memories, the mm-hmm. narrating that Sam got to help with and the Fast Pass, were both number 5 Thomas Zimmerman.
So,
who's not on the team anymore, but one of our favorites. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, we've had you just recently had some Blue Angels vets speaking at the breakfast, didn't you?
Yes. We love our Blue Angels Foundation. So being that Pensacola NAS is a place that they all get so closely connected to, a lot of them stay here once they get out. And so we have a great organization called the Blue Angels Foundation. Not necessarily here, it's a nationwide organization, but we have a lot of them are still here. So when you want to reach out to volunteers, they are very much looking into getting into the community and being connected and staying connected. So I would encourage you to look up the Blue Angels Foundation. If you know Laura Bogan, she's a photographer, a Blue Angels photographer, very connected to that organization. She's our liaison for them. And so I always reach out to her. Hey, we have this opportunity. So they spoke at our June breakfast, which was fun to sort of lead up to the air show. But those guys, Brian Abe, and then Jonathan Burkhalt spoke for us, and they were awesome at the breakfast. So they are from the Blue Angels Foundation, former members, always available to anyone.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, we're talking with Jessica Simpson. She's the president and CEO with the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. Josh Jenkins is the owner of Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze. Millie and Sam are giving us their expert opinions about the Blue Angels, and we appreciate that. It's a family show. It's a great event for Pensacola, the 80th year of the Pensacola Blue Angels, 250th year of our nation. A lot to celebrate this
week. That's right. It's a good week.
Okay, so where can we go if we want to find out more information about the chamber and the schedule and the events that the chamber does all year?
Sure. So you can go to the chamber's website, PensacolaBeachChamber.com. There's a special link to events and signature events. The air show is one of them. That link is going to link you to visitpensacolabeach.com. And that's the Santa Rosa Island Authority, and that's the full air show information. What all acts are coming, I'm sure Robbie's about to give you the rundown of them, but you can find those there. As far as being a member of the chamber, though, and the air show market that we have and who's there, that's found at PensacolaBeachChamber.com.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay. Thanks you both for being here. Prim and Proper, where are you located?
336 Gulf Breeze Parkway and www.priminproper.com.
And you're right there, right next to the little market, the Walmart market, correct?
That's
Express
right.
Market there, so you can't miss it. All right, you guys, thank you so much. Looking forward to the Blue Angels. Say
thank
goodbye.
You. Bye.
I love it. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Excited to have next up about the Blue Angels air show. Our friends from the Santa Rosa Island Authority will be here. And if you like Jimmy Buffett, we've got some tickets to give away tomorrow at 10:30. Our friend Terrence Gross is giving away free tickets to see the Coral Reef Band at the Wharf.